First of all, John, how has the week been for you and your team after what many would describe as the most clinical display of the year?
Yeah, it's been a good review, but obviously once you've had your review, you've got to put that to bed and start planning once again for the next task, and obviously that is over in Toulouse this coming Saturday. So the focus has quickly shifted from what we've done and what we did in the majority of cases very well to what we've got to do in order to achieve success this coming Saturday.
Last week the message was all about consistency. What has the message been this week from yourself to the players?
It's very similar, because obviously if they produce a level of effort, a level of quality of execution, a level of performance that's similar to last week, we'll have a great chance of coming away with success. And, you know, it'll be very difficult to, you know, get the pen out and cross too many names out from that effort last week. So it will generally be the same players. Obviously, George Flanagan can't feature because of his suspension, but it'll generally be the same players who will be given the task of same again, please.
In terms of the players, have you got any team news, John? So I'm guessing it's going to be quite difficult to change a winning team.
Very much so, yeah. When they've played as well as that, it's bound to be. Steve Crossley wants to play. Steve Crossley could play, but it would be with the assistance of a painkilling jab, and I don't think it's worth it. So, you know, sometimes you've got to have a chat with your captain, sit him down and explain the bigger picture rather than the immediate picture. So Steve won't feature over in Toulouse, but obviously Matty Wilde's, we hope, will be recovered from injury. Should he not be, Tom Doyle will come in for George Flanagan, and obviously we'll be taking as well three-quarter cover as well as forward cover for if there's any last-minute problems. But that basically will be the squad for this coming Saturday.
Ross Peltier, John, is he likely to feature?
We're 80% certain he will. I mean, the medical staff have been really good with Ross. They got him off straight away, which you could do because we're in a comfortable leading position. The treatment's gone well. Obviously, we'll have to make sure that at training today, which is Wednesday, that he comes through that okay. Should he do that, he'll probably be on the plane. And I'm 80-20 in favour of him being on the plane.
Do you think that performance last week, John, puts a bit of a fear factor into the opposition coaches when they're sitting down to do their pre-game prep for when they face the Bulls?
I think they'll do the due diligence. Every coach does. I mean, what you do, part of it is, you know, your coaching week is to look back at what you've done and then start planning what you need to do in order to combat the opposition threats and in order to exploit the opposition weaknesses. And that's basically a coach's job. And I'm sure that Sylvain Houlis will be doing something similar with his team. I think they'll acknowledge we've played well and acknowledge we did demonstrate some threat, as 11 tries. And I thought there were three other missed chances that we had as well, will proffer. But also, they might well pick out and say, well, he's a little lazy on the inside, or this edge don't move up as urgently as they should do, etc. And look to exploit any perceived weaknesses that they've got of us. But, you know, we obviously, when we review, we look for anything that's perceived as a weakness and obviously try to work upon it in training the following week to eradicate it. So that's basically what we're doing. That's what they'll be doing. And we'll see who does it best on Saturday.
They're very formidable at home, Toulouse. I think they've lost five games in the last 24 months, John.
Yeah, they are. They're a good team. They're a good team anyway, personnel-wise, as we found out to our costs when they came over here in terrible conditions. And they played a very composed and controlled game, basically on the back, I felt, of Jonathan Ford, who's an outstanding player. But they've got great personnel, but you've then got to factor in they're going to be at home. It's going to be 33 degrees on Saturday evening, according to the weather forecasters. We're going to have to travel. We're meeting also at 4:15 on Friday morning. So obviously a Thursday night, Friday morning, your sleep's disrupted. So we've just got to make contingency plans for the heat, for the hostile environment that we're entering with partisan fans, and obviously the travel. But that's part of our job, and they have to do it every other week. We have to do it once a season, so we'll have to handle it.
You've just mentioned the sweltering temperatures and potentially 33 degrees at 8:00 over in France on Saturday, John. Have you spoken to the Rugby Football League, because there is the option in the rule book of playing the game over four quarters?
Yeah, there is, but you know, it's the same. I took Wales over to Papua New Guinea, and believe you me, it was equally as hot, and the humidity was greater, and the match commissioner there refused us the opportunity to play in four quarters. But the match commissioner was a Papua New Guinean, so I'll let you decide that. Obviously, it's at their discretion, but we certainly will request a drinks break, which is normally a two-minute break around about the 20-minute mark in each half, where you can get some fluid onto the field. But they also have a caveat that should there be some tries and stoppages, you don't need that. But I would argue 33 degrees of heat, you do need it regardless. So I'll be fighting as hard as we possibly can to get that.
And for a club like Bradford, and you think back to Adrian Purtell at the Magic Weekend years ago, John, heat exhaustion, you know, the safety of the players has to be paramount, and I don't think it's a valid excuse to say, we play in this week in, week
exactly
out.
Exactly right, Mick. I think you bang on there. And also, we've got to look nearer to home. We had Matty Race sat on the bus travelling back from Wigan in last week's academy game and that on that sweltering Saturday, and he was suffering from heat stroke, and it's affected how he can train this week and prepare this week for the 19s game. So it's got to be taken into account. There's a player welfare issue when the temperatures hit 30 degrees plus, no doubt about that. And all we can act upon is the forecast, and the forecast is 33 degrees, sunny intervals, very little wind on Saturday, 8 p.m. in Toulouse. So we need to sort of attempt to look after our players and make sure that they're well hydrated before the game and during the game.
One area where the side has had a marked improvement, John, is how they start their games with their character, attitude and application. I think we've seen that in the most two recent wins over Halifax and Widnes, early points on the board, which of course generates momentum.
Yeah, it does. And I think that's part of the team's maturation, to tell you the truth, because we know this. We've got some experienced players, and I'm not denying that, in your Websters, your Hitchcocks, your Crosleys, your Flanagans, but we've got a lot of young players as well, and part of their development and growth as individuals and as a group is being able to nail things like that and develop the game as they go along. And I agree with you, Mick. It's certainly been pleasing. It certainly makes my job a lot easier when they start so well than when you're chasing a game. So, yes, we're happy that they're developing. But there'll be times when the opposition start better than us, but we know we've got the resolve and the ability to, if that's the case, shore up the defences and then attempt to hit them on the counter-punch as the game goes on. So whichever way it happens Saturday, we'll feel comfortable. But obviously, we'd love to get a good start. We'd love to be comfortable. We'd love to win by a comfortable margin. But I don't think that will happen this week. I think it'll be a nip-and-tuck, tough game.
What do you put that change in fortunes down to? Is it all about Joe Keyes back, Jai Hitchcock, and having some structure?
I think it's in part down to that. But also, I mean... Elliot Minchella, who was captain in the recent game, he did a fantastic job. And he's developed. You have to remember, he's 23, isn't he? So he's still developing as a leader. And as he gets better as a leader, he'll be saying the right things and leading in the right manner on the field of play. So it's a part of them maturing and getting better. And that's what's so exciting about this team. I mean, I've said it on numerous occasions that we'll get better. But I obviously feel as well, this last third of the season, that's the time when you want to be hitting your straps. And on the basis of the last two performances, I think we're in a pretty good place.
And the average age of the side, John, this year is just a little over 23 years. Funnily enough, the same age of Jordan Lilley, Aoife Ryan and Elliot Minchella. Well, and as you've just said,
speaks for itself, doesn't it, mate? That absolutely speaks for itself. And that's why you've got to give them so much credit. Because again, and it isn't an excuse, I'm not harping on about, but the fewest people we've had injured has been four, the maximum has been 10, and we've fluctuated between them throughout the season. Well, if we get to a stage where we've got less than the four who are on the sidelines, I'll tell you, we'll give anybody a stir and a shot across the bows, and I'm really looking forward to that as well. And it's credit to the lads who've been out there week in, week out, that we're in the position that we're in with eight games left.
You just mentioned the key word, maturity. Do you feel that, with it being such a young playing squad, that throughout the course of the season they've grown and matured?
Definitely, without a shadow of doubt, you know. And I think Sam Allis is developing into a tidy little hooker. I think obviously our halves, the last two games have been great, and Rowan Mills is obviously on the sideline waiting for his opportunity when he gets over his injury. I thought Brandon Pickersgill's come back the last two games and he's added a different dimension to us, and that's credit to him. He took his medicine, he's come back a better player, and hopefully he can develop into an even better player. So yeah, it is, there's that element of maturity and element and willingness to learn, and also the fact that you accept setbacks, but you don't use it, get the pet lip out and use it as a negative. What you do is, if it's a setback, you make sure that when you get your opportunity, you take your opportunity, as indicated by Matty Garside, who was recently forced his way in from the reserves, John Magrin, Callum Bustin, all those three were featured in the reserves. But what they've done, they played well in the reserves, they've got an opportunity, and now it's up to them to keep the shirt.
And John, just finally, a massive weekend in the Betfred Championship, because not only is it Bradford going to Toulouse on Friday night, you've got Sheffield at home to York on the Sunday, you've got Featherstone against Lee, you've got Toronto against Halifax. So all those sides in and amongst that top five playoff race, they're playing each other. Points are going to be dropped this weekend. What would it mean for Bradford to go to Toulouse and come back with 2 points on Sunday morning?
Well, it is 2 points. I mean, that's the reality of it, and I'm sure that Lee is saying the same in Sheffield. It is 2 points, and there's 16 left. We've got a pretty good idea what we need to achieve what we want to achieve. 2 points on Saturday would be very welcome and would go a fair way to helping us achieve that. But 2 points not gained on Saturday wouldn't stop us believing and thinking that we can still achieve what we want to. But by heck, it'd be easier should we go over there and win on Saturday night.